Blog Talk Radio.
Someone once told me that you have to choose what you win or lose. You can't have everything. Don't you take chances, you might feel pain. Don't you love in vain, 'cause love won't set you free. I could stand by the side and watch this life pass me by. So unhappy, safe as could be.
Our true
sanctuary or true heaven is like, then, you know, we can create absolutely everything and anything. So I asked myself, what will I create? And in turn, I feel intuition told me to follow my heart. What is my body telling me, and how does it feel? If you could do something at this very moment to make you very happy, what would it be? I would choose to make others smile and enjoy themselves. I like when people are in the best element that they can be because it brings out good feelings in me and between us as well, creating a great impression and memory. To me, the thing that makes me laugh the most is how ironic life is and how everything on Earth is intricate and connected in such a magnificent and brilliant way. It's a wonder that people don't even recognize it. That's definitely something that resonates well into my heart, and I try to convey to other people. Life is just simply complex. We're in a constant state between action and reaction. We're dying from the past and being born into the future, all in one instantaneous moment that scientists and people can't even grasp sometimes. It's just now, people. That's it. It's right now. Let's see. I mean, our body is made of systems, and all systems work together for one purpose. They flow together. Oh, determinism. Determinism, you can predict the outcome. Sounds a little bit like psychic intuition to me. I have a whole train of thoughts here, but I feel I just want to be successful. That is a great, great song. I'll have to put that one up for you now. What I'd like to share with you now is a little writing I did. It was inspired through frustration, and I feel that creation and creativity comes from some of the craziest frustration. It definitely does. I know it does for sure. So, here, I'll just give you a little sample. You see me, but you don't. I'm just as much alive as you are dead. Can you get that through your head as you lay your brain to bed? Your mind will drift away, keeping frontal lobe at bay, giving to perception an infinite of play. To choose any experience that we wish to create, no time or space can stop us, unless observer grabs the bait. There are so many things one can do. That doesn't mean we're human doing. I am a human that can be anything I pick for choosing. The words I am can transform life. They make reality. The next time that you think alone, create a loving dream. I am a star that shines with love. You'll find me when you reach above. I thought that was a little cute. I don't know. I like it. It was fun to write. So I hope you enjoyed it. Maybe you can get onto that same stream of thoughts. I also was thinking I have to give you this other stream as well. It's a pretty good one, and I think it brought me to great realizations and great new transitions and manifestations that happened almost instantaneously. It was wonderful. If you guys are in the chat room, we do have my good friend Tiffany chatting away with you tonight, as it is a lot easier for her to communicate with you, as I can't always, you know, keep up in the chat. I get distracted, and it just totally takes away my train of thought. So I'm doing this so that way I can give you undivided attention and give you better readings and better understanding. So go ahead. She is down to talk, and she will be keeping your attention in the chat rooms with wonderful typing conversations. So it is almost 11:11, and I hope you've been thinking about your wishes, as we will be throwing them out there for everybody to think about. Just think about what makes you happy, as the show is about happiness. we have a couple songs to go along with that. So, I mean, I get pretty happy by simple things. I've got a Snickers bar sitting in front of me that is just calling my name. Oh, man, there's nothing better than a nice chocolate bar to really sink your teeth into. It's so perfect. Everybody loves chocolate. Okay, no, not everybody. I don't understand why people don't love chocolate. I mean, it has, like, the chemicals and feelings to make you feel like you're in love. So, I mean, hello, I love chocolate. So, oh my gosh, my legs are burning. We're in the garage, and it's a little nippy out. It is a whopping, like, 40 degrees here in Cleveland. And I am so ready to get out of here. I need some warm weather. I was just talking to somebody else. Oh, wow. Never mind. Let's talk about our wishes, guys. Happy 11/11. I love you all very much.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, go. I will always have this life that will be part. Bittersweet relationship starts from the heart. Imagine if you woke up and felt it's all a dream. I feel that every day and turn my life into a movie screen. But I would never trade it or think to let it go. I want to show the world and give them all a chance to know. Feeling deeper, feeling deeper. I can only take you deeper. Take a breath, feel the burn. Life has its crazy cycles, and that's the end of your turn.
Well, that was Feeling Deeper. Happy wishes, everybody. If you'd like to talk about them, you can just either call in and or just put it out in the chat. Either way, sounds good. I've been doing pretty decent with the wishes. Everything seems to be coming true. It's actually pretty wonderful. Well, we're waiting for the lines to fill up here. Let's take a look at the switchboard. Okay, nobody wants to talk yet. That's all right, because I have plenty to talk about. What I want to do is take you on another stream of thoughts. This is something that I went through, and I feel that these are a good few things that anyone would like to learn about. And this is just kind of how I projected things in my mind. And now it was just kind of the first thing that came up, and I just went with it. So here we go. Let my subconscious stream thoughts to the conscious frontal lobe, unlocking courage, passion, success, love, wealth, gratitude, release. Courage, lion, pride, alcohol, boys, passion, intense, love, lust, sex, attraction, success, relations, business, intuition, failure with a little wink face. Release love. Partner, learn, create. Release wealth, stability, physical physique, share, release gratitude, infinite love and gratitude. Thank you, subconscious. Let's do this together as we join all parts of our minds into one, into I am, into being, into creation, into transformation, into infinite possibility. As I wrote a big heart here saying, I love you. There's so much love going on. It's ridiculous. Let's see. No, we don't want to talk about that. Let's take a look. No caller. I didn't text anybody and remind them. What in the world? So, well, I'm thinking about, I think I might just give myself a reading. I actually didn't even do my cards today. So, just to warm up a little bit, I'm going to give myself a little reading. And I'll give Tiffany a reading, too. Shuffle everything up and see what I'm just going to do the next day. I like to do day readings because it's just easier to comprehend. Things just seem to happen a little faster, I guess. So if you like to see instant progress or instant results, they would be the way to go. All right. Let's see. I got the flowers, the stork, the shamrock. The clover, the house, the child, the lily, and the bear. What a beautiful set of cards. It seems that everything is turning out lovely. Things are moving along. I'm very lucky and been feeling at home, I think, making a childlike state of bliss. And it's also going to help me. Oh, there's something with the law, it seems. Some sort of lawful interaction. Maybe new relationship, new bond. Could be something big. Definitely something business-like, though. Who knows? It's going to be quite interesting. An interesting day ahead of me in the next 24 hours. Let's see. I'm going to pop that back. Can I believe there's nobody here right now? I didn't send anything to anybody. Well, the guest is sleeping, but that's okay. They can just sit and talk or listen, which is quite all right. Even though there isn't much going on, but if you want, you can call in and get a reading. And, yeah, it would be quite... Oh, my goodness. Getting Twitters. Well, we're going to let things pan out and play a little song for you. Let's go with, we're going to do some keeping the, where did it go? It's not here anymore. Oh my goodness. Okay, we're going to play something else. And we will be back to take off.
No. Thank you. can't go on without the meaning in the rhyme. And
we got a couple callers. That was pretty fast. So we're going to go to the first caller, area code 716. Go ahead and push you through.
Hello, Brandon.
Hello, darling.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Well, that's good. Sound good today.
Thanks. I wish I could say the same about you. We got to get you a better microphone.
I know. I'm working on it. I need to get, like, I want to get, like, a Bluetooth headset, like, both headphones.
Yeah, that's going to be crappy,
pocket.
Too.
Yeah,
get a nice, you know, those big AT&T operator headsets.
That would be actually so cool. I would feel like a telemarketer.
There you go. That's what you need.
So, what are you calling in for tonight?
Well, I guess I should get a reading. I have something kind of important coming up tomorrow. So I just what you can come up with for me.
All right, well, I'm suggesting then just a 7-card 24-hour reading.
Okay.
How does that sound?
Sounds delightful.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to shuffle the cards, and then what I need you to do is count in increments from 1 to 7, and every time you say a number, I will draw a card for you, so begin whenever you're ready.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7.
All right. Wonderful. And now for the reveal. We have the garden, the rider, the snake, the road, the child, the book, and the key. Well, this is looking pretty good. What I see right now is there's definitely an invitation of some sort to a gathering. I'm not sure. I always see the garden. So usually it's social, some sort of social matters. And you will be getting some news as the rider is bringing you some sort of movement. But after receiving this, it is suggesting that you need to keep quiet. Hold your tongue a while. The snake is very wise and knows that although speech is silver, silence is golden, so hold your tongue a while. It is next to the road, which is definitely provoking some changes here, and that is your center card. So change is going to be the main focus, just all on how you handle it. But of course, I see that you definitely handle it well. You approach it as if a child would, just goes with the natural flow of it. And you'll find that you learn even more from this change. And it's going to give you a little key to success that you can put in your pocket.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, definitely. So well, good luck with whatever's coming up. I don't know. It looks pretty good, though. It's going to turn out well.
I will let you know how it turns out.
All right, good deal. Either you can call back or I'll probably talk to you later.
All right, have a good one.
All right, man, you too.
Thanks, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, thank you. That was a very lovely call. Oh, okay. Let me just make sure these people are coming in. Sorry, I always get so caught up. Trying to get other people to call in because they're a little scared. They've never done this before. Okay. Just trying to bring in some more people. All right. We have our next caller. We're going to go to area code 216. Hello, lovely. You're on the air. How are you doing tonight?
Wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing very
good.
What can I do for you tonight?
Well, I was wondering if you could help me out a little.
Oh, surely, darling. What? May I ask what?
Well, my life has kind of thrown me for a loop.
Oh, okay. Well, you've definitely come to the right place. So tell me, talk to me.
I feel like there are some changes that I need to make.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as I'm scared of these changes, I feel like they might help out a little.
Mm-hmm.
To, you know, help me kind of become who I want to be, and it's like a happy person.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, definitely go with those changes. Change is always good. It's the one thing that's always happening to us. We're always changing, and you need to welcome them, whether they are bad or good. You need to go with the flow because, like I said, everything is always changing. It's just on how you react to them. And your reaction will determine what your life is going to be like. It's going to determine your outcome. So if you react with a positive reaction, then what's going to follow is positive things to support that and actions that make you feel positive and happy. That's all you got to do. Is you just got to follow through love. I was just reading a book. It's called Conversations with God, and it breaks it down how the only true feelings, the main true actual feelings, the emotions, are fear and love. All the other ones are just in between. I'm not regarding them as not feelings. It's just that those are the two most predominant, and those are the actual feelings that we can use, work with, interpret, and relate to, and base off. That's like the basis of our decisions, if you will. So, with that being said, would you like to get a little card reading?
Sure.
Okay. Now, do you want a reading for the next week or the next, like, 3 days? Or, no, I'm sorry. The next day or the next 3 days?
We'll do the next 3 days.
The next 3 days? Okay, wonderful. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm shuffling the cards for you. And as I shuffle the cards, what I need you to do is count in increments from 1 to 9. And every time you say a number, I'm going to draw a card for you. So go ahead and begin at 1 whenever you're ready.
1. 2. 3. 4. 5. 6. 7. 8. 9.
All right, beautiful. Now we're going to do the reveal. Oh, my goodness. Ooh, okay. Our first card is the mountain, the snake, the whip, the tower, the Sith, the road, the dog, the child, and the mouse. This is a very, very interesting card layout. I can see merely all of what you're feeling and going through. Okay. Now, your very first card is the mountain. And the mountain suggests big events, things that are either foreign or just like really important or big, some sort of like big obstacle you need to climb. And the central theme I see here, central card being the Sith, that is definitely suggesting cutting away from either someone or something. The other cards will point me into that direction, so we'll get there momentarily. We're gonna go with this first row. You have the mountain, the snake, and the whip. Now, again, the mountain is a big event, okay? And it is suggesting that you, the snake is next to it, so it can be tricky. You could be being deceived from somebody around you, and it's likely to be causing some kind of quarrels, some kind of strife, some kind of not okay things, negative energy, negative arguments in your life. It's definitely telling you to be wise. You need to be wise, and sometimes you definitely need to hold your tongue. And like I said, I'll say it many, many times, speech is silver, but silence is golden. And sometimes not saying anything is saying just as much, you know? So we're going to go to this middle row now. We have the Tower, the Sith, and the Road. Now, the Tower is suggesting things from the past, from, like, a power that is hidden. It's a very powerful card, and it is regarded as an occult card. So it's something that you can definitely trust. But it feels that maybe that is the one thing. I feel that there's a friendship that is at stake here that you either thought you could trust or you will be able to trust once you cut yourself off from this past events or this past fights or quarrel, whatever that may be, whatever I'm seeing here, you need to cut that off as that is your central card. And once you do, there's definitely going to be some changes. That is your next card, and it is the Road, and it is all about change. It's all about new directions, you know, sometimes travel and just big changes. So it's crowning your central card, which is going to be a focus for you, but not until you cut free. You got to cut yourself free. This last row, the Dog, the Child, and the Mouse. Now, the Dog is definitely friends and loyalty. I feel that for some reason I'm feeling that there's a childhood friend that robbed you of your loyalty almost. Or as if you were a child robbed of your loyalty.
Yeah.
The very last row. That's what I'm seeing. And the robber mouse is always picking away at something. And it's still exists inside of you very much, and maybe that's what you'll find you'll be able to cut free, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I think you're in a transition phase right now, and you are going to learn. Now, this is going to be the cut free. This is the hard part. This is where it's going to get intense, and there's going to be so many things going on, but the great thing is that there's always a silver lining. No matter what happens to you and no matter what is going on with you, you can always make it turn out for the best, no matter what. All you have to do is just follow your heart on and just love as much as you can. Love all the bad, love all the good, love everything. And I swear you will be exactly where you want to be. So how is that reading? How does that feel for you?
That's actually, like, pretty dead on.
Well, I mean, I try. I try to feel as much as you feel. I definitely can. I'm sentient, so I know, intuitively how others are feeling. I can, like, feel it in my own heart. It's like when people are sad, I can just instantly, it's like a sucking, gripping feeling. I feel it instantly. So I can definitely feel what you're going through. I know that it's a big up and down ride. It's a little scary, but it's nothing that you can't handle. I know you can handle it. I definitely do. I feel that. You're very strong. You are a very, very strong individual. And this is where you get to write your story. This is where you get to create now. Through all the bad, it's what you do after the action. Your reaction. And I hope it's a big positive transition for you, as I will be sending you many loving thoughts and light your way. Infinite love and gratitude to you.
Well, thank you.
How are you feeling? You're welcome, babe.
I actually, it's weird. I have this like very overwhelming feeling that despite knowing what I have to do, it will be for the better and it will be okay.
Oh, yes. And, you know, you need to follow that. If you know it and you know it deep down that you need to do it, then do it. You got to. Because there's nothing, you won't be happy without it. You got to follow that gut. You got to follow that first instinct because that'll take you to places right where you want to be. And I keep finding that out myself. Like, I can overanalyze a stick into nothing. And I still won't even know what it's made of. But once I go with my first thing, it's just, okay, there it is. It's a stick.
Well,
I think you'll understand what I'm saying in the next couple of days. We'll be able to relate better and talk more. But thank you, darling. Thank you for calling in. That was a very lovely reading, and I hope that I could help a little bit. Hopefully that we can change some things around.
Thank you, honey.
You're welcome. And thank you for calling in, honey. Are you going to listen to the show? Would you like me to put you on hold?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I can do that. All right, honey. Thank you again for calling in.
No problem.
All right, bye, honey. Okay. Well, thank you, love. That was a very lovely call. All right, we're going to go to the next caller here. Area code 440 and 667 in the beginning numbers. Hello, love, you're on the air.
I love you, long time.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness, I don't even know who this is.
Oh, my God, Batch. You're killing me here. For real?
How are you doing? Listen. How are you doing tonight, honey?
Now you know who I am.
Of course I know who you are. I got a text message from a number I don't know.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, darling.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Would you like to get a reading this evening?
Oh, sure. Why not?
All right. I suggest doing a 7-card one-day reading.
Well,
I feel that with you. I feel very strong. Is that good?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. For some reason, I'm just feeling that with you. I don't know. So let me just go with it. All right.
Okay.
Now, as you know, I will be shuffling the cards.
Yeah.
And I'm usually counting increments from 1 to 7. So every time you say a card, I'm going to pick, or every time you say a number, I'm going to pick a card for you. So start at 1 whenever you're ready.
Okay, okay. A 1. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Wonderful, darling. Wonderful.
Oh, my God. I love this show.
I love when you call in.
I know.
All right. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
No, but okay.
Okay, we have the mouse, the Sith, the mountain, the letters, the heart, the snake, and the bear. Okay, this looks like a very fun day. Now, there's somebody in your life that is robbing you of something. They are taking away from something that you hold near and dear to you. You need to break yourself off from that. You need to cut yourself free as the Sith is next to it. You need to do that. And I feel that you're going to get, after you do that, once you break that off, even though it could be something that you enjoy, but it's not, but you know that it's not keeping you, it's not doing well for you, if you know what I'm saying. It's not the positive direction for you. Once you do that, once you cut yourself free, you are going to get some kind of foreign news, some kind of foreign message somewhere. It could be from far away. Or it could even be some kind of big event, something about your love life.
Oh, man.
Something that could demand you to be wise, and also protective. I'm not sure of what you need to be protective of. I think you need to protect your own heart and your own self by staying quiet, holding your tongue, as that's what the snake definitely suggests. But once you do, you'll find that you can make a very positive and friendly atmosphere for yourself once you go and hold yourself near and dear. But you got to cut away from whatever's eating away at you, because it's definitely something that's... I can feel it.
Oh, I don't even know.
What's been going on? Anything in particular?
Oh, nothing really. Just fucking being a lonely fucking bitch.
Ah, and there it is.
I swear, I'm gonna fucking grow old and have 50 million cats.
Oh, honey, see, this is exactly what you need to cut away from. You need to cut away from that, Dad.
But then again, there's Jordan at work, and he's just fucking confusing.
Right. You know what? They always are. Those straight boys are always so confusing.
No, you have no idea.
Oh, I have an idea, honey. Trust me. I have went the mile and ran it for all these, and I still ended up by...
Like today, I called him, and I did a little spell at Tony's house on Tuesday night, if you know what I mean, and I called him today to ask him something for my brother, and he, like, when we were, like, getting off the phone, either he said, all right, bye, or he said, love you, bye. And I couldn't tell which one it was. Because he said it so fast and so quick, I couldn't tell.
Oh, my gosh. Well, quit assuming stuff. You can't put words in his mouth. Make sure you don't put words in his mouth.
Oh, no, no, no. I wasn't. Like, trust me.
That's always confusing. I hate that shit.
Dude. And I work with him tomorrow morning.
Aw, well, you'll definitely be able to know. If you cut yourself off, listen, this is what you need to do. Tonight before you go to bed, you need to sit there and meditate. And you need to surround yourself with white light. And you need to think about all of the perfect moments where you felt you were in the perfect relationship. Think about that. Think about just those moments, just those perfect moments with every single person that happened to you, or every person that you want it to happen with. Just think about it. Resonate in those feelings. You need to surround yourself with that. Let it swell up. Let it build in your heart. And you need to do that. Do that.
You don't think I know this?
Break free.
I mean, you don't think I know this? I'm a witch, for Christ's sake.
Well, I'm just reminding you because it seems that you're going to have a hard time getting over this.
Oh, man. You have no idea.
You don't think about being lonely because you're not. We're all here together. We're all so connected. If you're
No, that's not what I'm talking about. Like, I'm going to be 21 years old. I'm almost fucking 30, dude.
You are not almost 30.
For real? Like, I'm getting old. Like, for real, though. Like, I'm getting old. I have two nephews already. Like, I'm getting fucking old.
Aw, honey. You need to think that you're getting younger every day.
In the gay world, when you're 20, like, 18, 20, you're a little baby. And then once you turn 21, you finally, like, turn, like, you know, you're an adult now. You know, and then when you turn 30, you're, like, old. And I don't know. I don't want to be old. I want to find somebody before I get old.
You will if you stop thinking about that. You need to stop thinking about the timeline. You need to stop giving yourself a deadline.
Girl, my biological clock is ticking. Yeah, you don't even know.
Oh, my goodness. I think you're aging a little fast. You're putting on too many years before. I think you're ahead of your own time. I'm going to have gray hair at the age of fucking 26. I already have, like, 4 gray hairs.
Oh, my God. Don't pluck them, because then they'll grow in even more.
I already did, like, twice. I'm like, uh-oh.
Oh, my God. You're going to have, like, 50 million of them now.
I didn't know that it would do that.
Oh, my God. No, you want to hear something really funny.
Okay, what?
Have you watched The Nanny? Like, have you ever watched The Nanny?
Like, Super Nanny?
No, The Nanny on Nickelodeon with Fran Fine. You know,
no.
Oh, it's the Sheffield.
No, I've never.
Oh, my God. Seriously, watch The Nanny. And this dude, Mr. Sheffield, her boss, he has this little gray soul patch on his, like, in his hair, you know, and it's just on his bangs. It's one little gray section. And I was watching fucking, what was it? World's Strictest Parents. On CNC.
Oh, I love that show. That is probably one of the best shows on MTV right now.
Like, and there, I was watching it today, and it was the football coach and the cheerleader coach, mom and dad, you know? And the football coach had that gray patch on his bangs, and
he looked
just like Mr. Sheffield from The Nanny. Oh, my God, you have no idea.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Well, honey, I hope you're feeling better, and you need to really do that later. Don't forget about it. As I am reminding you again and again, and I will be sending infinite love and gratitude your way, making you feel less negative and more surrounded by love and everybody here that loves you. All of your loving brothers and sisters of humankind, we're all here with you and we're all supporting.
Shoot, you better love me.
Good. Well, honey, thank you for calling in. We have some more callers to get to. So hopefully you're listening, and we'll put you on hold.
Yeah. All
right. Have a good night, hon.
You too.
Thanks. All right, we're going to go to the next caller, area code 440 and beginning number 749. Hello, lovely, you are on the air. How are you doing this evening?
Hello.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Brandon.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing friggin' fantastic.
Yeah, that's good.
And just getting ridiculous amounts of energy from the show. It's so good.
I'm seriously cracking up. I've been laughing so hard. Listening to people
really?
Call it. No, I swear
to God,
I'm like laughing my ass off. So funny.
These people are so fun. They're great. I love it. I love helping, and hey, you know what? That's really funny that you said that, because that's what the show is about today, happiness and laughter, and how it's such the best medicine, and hopefully everybody will take a piece of that with them. So thank you for calling in to remind me about that.
You're welcome.
Would you like a reading tonight?
I would.
Do you remember these cards from work?
No, I don't.
No? We used to do it every day before work.
Really?
Oh, my goodness. I can't. Yeah, me, Merg, and Zach, like, right before.
Before Pearlescence?
Well, yeah. No. Before we were at Pearlescence, but before we even came into the building.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know. No, I don't remember ever doing that, ever.
Wow, really? Okay,
yeah.
Well, we did it all the time, so that's what I'm using right now.
All right, well, let's do it.
Do you want a one-day reading or a three-day reading?
Let's do 3-day.
Okay. It's going to be a little bit more broad. Now, what I'm doing is I'm shuffling the cards for you. And what I need you to do is count in increments from 1 to 9. And every time you say a number, I'm going to draw a card for you. Okay?
Okay.
So whenever you're ready, go ahead and begin at number 1.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9.
All right, beautiful. We're going to give you a reveal. We have the dog, the house, the lily, the book, the garden, the key, the ring, the flowers, and the child.
Why?
Okay, now what I see instantly, there's some sort of place on your mind. A place with friends, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it could be your home, almost, or a place that feels like home to you.
Okay.
There's some things that need to be looked into about it, but it's definitely going to be good for you. It's definitely beneficial to you. What we're going to do, we'll start off with the first row. We got the dog, the house, and the lily. And the dog is suggestive of friendship and loyalty. It seems that you have a very friendly environment at your house. Things are definitely comfortable, and I feel that something about your home is affecting your professional life, your business life, in more ways than it would usually do so. But I feel that with you involving your home life with your career, it's going to lead to some sort of success, some sort of little key to success that, you know, you can add to your little, your keychain, if you will, and, you know, hold that near and dear as one of your little accomplishments. This next row is the book, the garden, and the key. The book is closed, therefore it suggests things still to be revealed. It suggests that you maybe do a little research on your own, look into things, and you will find a very comfortable place, I think, and again, will lead to that success. This last row, the ring, the flowers, and the child. Now, the ring is suggestive of bonds and strong bonds. There's definitely some sort, I think, there either could be a, some sort of physical bond with a child that's been in your recent encounters, or it's just provoking this very lovely, beautiful childhood-like state. There's some sort of special bond that you will be creating or that you already have in existence now that will be taken to another level, if you understand what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that, well, there's definitely nothing, there's, these are all positive cards, by the way. You have beautiful layout. Everything seems to be working in your favor. the main focuses here are friends, home, and happiness. And, of course, you will find success and much new information. Hey, we're always learning, so learning is definitely a good thing. So how do you feel about that? Does that resonate with you? Can you relate to any of it?
Yeah, a little bit, kind of. I have to think a little bit, but
yeah,
I don't know.
Well, see, here's a nice little tip. You can actually go online and either download this episode on your iTunes or you can just listen to it whenever you want because it is recorded and always archived online. So you can go back and listen to the reading again if you didn't get a clear understanding, and that way it definitely helps a little bit more, and you can see after the next few days how it panned out and how it compares. It's actually a really great tool, and one of Blog Talk's most greatest inventions, I think.
All right, so what do I go to again?
You go online and go to blogtalkradio.com and then /the dream teacher.
Backslash what?
/the dream teacher.
Okay.
And it should come up with my page, and then you just look up the show for today's date, October 15th,
and
click away and download away. It's just, there's a little iTunes link that you can click on, and it'll just set you right up. It's perfect.
Awesome. All right, Brennan.
Well,
thank you.
You're so welcome, and thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. I'll talk to you later.
All right, hon. Much love and light. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. All right. That was a lovely call again. Thank you, darling, for calling in. Let's see. We are just chatting away tonight. I'm going to take a little break and give you a little song. It is one of my own, and I just got to tell you, it was way fun to make, and I never thought that it would be such a hit. So, hang on 1 second. Let's get this up. 50. There we go. Okay. And
when I look all set of time, there's no place I'd rather find. Just another page to turn in history, then you are stuck in a world starting with Dimension 3. It is now time for all people on Earth to realize there's more to life than what you see with your physical eyes.
I know, right?
When I lose all of time, there's no place I'd rather find. Can you feel the beat? It runs through your feet, and without it, the song would be incomplete. It is not hard to
I know for me, one of the things that changed my thinking about time very much was the electronic music.
I don't even know. you should call in so you can give me the proper pronunciation. That way there will be no confusion. Well, anyways, we're still giving readings, so if you'd like to call in, the number again is 646-727-2870. So if you'd like to get a reading and call in and just chat, the lines are certainly open, and we are definitely ready to take your calls. I'm sitting here with my great friend, Tiffany, as she is helping me along with the show today, sitting out in the chat room. Dionysus. Okay, there we go. Well, thank you. I just wanted to make sure. But yes, Tiffany is in the chat rooms, as you can see, and she will be answering questions there for you and, you know, relating that to me if they need to be. So go ahead and chat away. She is a lovely, lovely soul, so I'm sure you will enjoy her interaction. Let's see. Take a look. The switch. Okay. Well, still no callers. So what I am going to look at right now. Let's see, I have like so many books started. Started doing a lot of writing. And I have like, I don't know, I think I'm writing like 5 or 6 different books right now. It's so nice just to be able to, I like use each one for different purposes. I've got dream books, I have like a psychic journal, I got an idea journal, I've got a lyric book, I have just writings, random writings, I have pocket notebooks that I can take with me on the go, just in case I have some ingenious thought or idea that I need to remember. I have so much stuff. So just continually writing, as some of you may have saw or noticed, which is pretty cool. I'm glad that we could all share in such a wonderful experience. I started doing the psychic one, and I was doing all my experiences, but like, I haven't had too many. I actually have to say I gave my first reading actually on Dionysus' show. I called in, and, you know, we chatted for a while, and then this woman approached me, and she asked me if I interpret dreams, which I do. So if you do have a question about your dreams, you can definitely call in and ask about them. Life is but a dream, so like I said, call in about anything. But she asked me if I can interpret dreams and help her do that. And I'm like, sure, you know, I'll definitely help you. So she told me what was going on, and we were able to create a link between her dream and what was going on in her past life. And it was a really great connection. We really got stuff figured out. And I asked her, you know, between talking back and forth, I asked her if I could add her as a friend on Blog Talk Radio. And she said, of course. So I went and added her, and I was looking at her information. And it turns out she's an intuitive and a psychic. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. I'm like, why are you asking me for advice? You know, why are you asking me? And she's like, well, I mean, that is your name. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I mean, that is true, the dream teacher. So I guess I should be able to help people, right? I'm surprised that nobody has even called in and to ask with help for their dreams, since that is, you know, that is my name on here, and it just never even occurred to me. How ironic. Well, anyways, so then I asked her if I could get a reading myself. So she gave me a reading, and it was very, very cool. We were just going back and forth. And then I asked her, one thing I asked was if you could command intuition on or off, if you could command it into power. And she told me the biggest secret is going with that first judgment, that first opinion, that first gut feeling, the first vision, the feeling, the whatever comes first when anything is consciously asked or pondered about, go with it. Go with that initial reaction, because it's going to lead you to the right place. You got to listen to that. It's not loud. There's just that little voice. There's that little thing inside. And you need to learn to power that up, amp it up, so that you can understand it more. And I can just, all I can tell you is practice makes perfect. So just keep practicing. But it was pretty cool. I asked her about that, and so she told me that that was the biggest secret. And I then asked her, I'm like, okay, so can I try reading you? And she said, sure. So as soon as she said sure, immediately, and I told her this, I'm immediately drawn to horses. And there's something going on with horses there. And she's like, okay, well, I've been told I was a horse whisperer, and, you know, I have a deep connection with them. And I'm like, okay, that's pretty cool. So then I told her that I also feel grazing, like the open grass, like it's just easy. Life is just easy. And she's like, yeah, you know, I'm not working, and I'm just enjoying the ride right now. And I'm like, okay, I feel that, yeah, definitely. And it was just cool because I was getting it intuitively. And the real showstopper, the thing that got me, was that I asked her, like, children, ? And she said yes. And I told her she had one boy and two girls. And she said yes. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. I'm like, there it is. That's the showstopper right there. I'm like, that's what just confirmed it for me. I'm like, you know, how can I know that without intuitively picking up on it? Mind you, she was probably, you know, very open and receptive herself, since she is intuitive and psychic and, you know, is probably helping me just as much as I am so grateful for and so thankful for. Thankful that we had that conversation, because it opened me up into a whole new spectrum, a whole new perception. And I've been having an enjoyable ride. It's been so awesome. Ever since then, it's just, and that was only like 2 days ago, or wait, I think it was yesterday. It was totally yesterday. Oh my goodness. So it was really, really exciting for me. And we went back and forth, and we were just talking about what we were picking up on each other and like our past lives. And she told me that she picked up on me running a whorehouse and a bar. And I'm like, oh my gosh. I knew that was like I could almost feel that. It was so funny. Go figure, I would run a whorehouse. Great. I know there's raw sexual energy, but really, I didn't know it was that raw. All right. Well, what we're going to do is wait a little spell, if you will. And I think I'm going to play another song here just to keep the mood up. And I'm going to play one of my favorite songs. Oh my gosh, I love this song. So hopefully this will liven things up a bit. Here we go, guys.
Never in tune.
All right, a little bit of paparazzi for you. Flash, flash. All right, let's see, we have a caller. And I know who it is. Rachel, darling. We're going to put you through. So you will be on the air. Ready? Hello, darling.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
You did not just do that.
Oh, I just did. What are you doing?
Oh, good. I'm not about to share that with the public. Well,
okay.
People want to know anything. All right. So, how are you? I can't wait till I see you this weekend.
I know. I'm so excited. I'm so excited for this weekend. Dude, it's like tomorrow.
I know. Well, not tomorrow, but Saturday morning-ish.
Yes, I work tomorrow. Not
unfortunately. Yeah.
Unfortunately.
So do
I. Have a job.
Yeah.
Hey, at least we're working.
Right, that's right, cuz.
So would you like a reading tonight?
Why not?
All right. So would you like a day reading or would you like a 3-day?
Give me a 3-day.
Okay, we can do that. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to shuffle the cards for you.
Okay.
And I need you to count in increments from 1 to 9. And every time you say a number, I'm going to pick a card for you. So whenever you're ready, go ahead and start at number 1.
1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9.
All right, beautiful. Now we're going to do the reveal.
Okay.
Let's see. We have the ring, the anchor, the cross, the house, the lily, the tree, the clover, the man, and the fork. Now, what I immediately see is there is a lot going on with your professional life, with your business life.
Okay.
I see that it's affecting your home and your growth, making you feel secure. And I feel that this is brought on by some sort of man. Somebody that's going to stir things along. Let's see. Let's go to the first row.
Okay.
The ring, the anchor, and the cross. Now, the ring is definitely suggestive of strong bonds. There's some definitely bonds up in your future. They're very secure. And as if they are watched over by the gods next to the cross. So definitely your destiny is in the hands of the gods and everything is taken care of and, you know, there's nothing to worry about. You have all positive cards here, so that's definitely looking good.
Good.
The next row is the house, the lily, and the tree. And let's see. Definitely, matters with the home are predominant, and they're going to give you some sort of insight to your professional life, which is going to lead to some really great growth. The last card in that row is the tree, which is suggestive of maturing and learning new things and growing into a beautiful, beautiful being into existence. I think that whatever you're doing with your professional life is blossoming very well. With this last row, we have the clover, the man, and the stork. Now, with these new blossoming things, it's very lucky for you. Very, very lucky. The clover is one of the luckiest cards. So, I also feel that, okay, there's the clover and the man, so maybe there's this man that brings you luck, and he stirs matters along. As he is next to the stork, and he moves things. Honestly, in my opinion, I feel like that could be myself, because I move energy, I transition energy, that's what I do with people, and I like.
Yeah, I can agree with that with the situation a minute ago. So yeah.
I think that home things may change. Of course, there's always changes in life, as we were talking about before, and it's just a matter on how you deal with it. And I think you're dealing just fine, darling. Like I said, the cross is here in the hands of the gods. It's wonderful.
Beautiful, cuz. Thank you. That
you're so
pretty
welcome.
Much, yeah, that read me pretty well, I have to say.
Yeah? Well,
yeah, definitely.
I'm glad. Well, hopefully that we can watch that play out in the next few days, and I'll be there with you to share in such a wonderful experience.
I know, you will be. That's freaking awesome.
I'm so excited.
I'm very excited.
I think that we're in for a very fun treat. I'm surprised I didn't get the traveling card. That's only because I did the day reading. I'm not going anywhere right now.
Yeah.
All right, cousin. Well, thank you, though, for calling in.
Thank you.
And I will catch up with you very shortly.
The Goofy song.
We only have a minute left. I wish I could even play it right now.
All right, it's okay. Some other time.
But we're going to jam out to it. You know we will.
All right, you got it.
You know it. All right, I love you, cuz.
All right,
thank
love
you,
too. Talk to you
All
right, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, hon.
All right, bye.
Well, what a lovely show tonight. It was real. It was fun. It was real fun. Apparently I have more listeners than I thought. And if you're listening to this on archive, hopefully that you will catch us next time every Thursday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I've got the little British woman yelling in my ear that I only have 60 seconds left. So I wanted to make sure that I sent you off with amazing, loving thoughts. This week is about happiness, and today we brought it into conscious effect. Bring it into your frontal lobe. Think about happiness. Resonate with it. And share it with as many people as you can. Because compassion is what truly, truly keeps us connected together. And hopefully you will find that loving thy neighbor is just as pleasurable as loving yourself. As I leave you with that infinite, infinite, infinite love and gratitude. You all. Sweet, sweet, sweet dreams, my friends, and have an amazing rest of the week.